awesome. We are here on another awesome, beautiful Friday on the Truth Revealed campaign. And on tonight's episode, we are actually going to be doing a brief introduction of two new guests on our Financial Wellness Friday with Carrot Bars and Crypto Rick. So in a few minutes, everyone, you will be joined by my two awesome, very well knowledgeable, extremely advanced money education individuals. All right, so just sit back and get ready. These guests are not individuals you want to miss out, especially on information they're going to be giving us. So everyone, greetings, wholeness, balance, and vibrations to all. Welcome to the Truth Revealed campaign, TRC. I'm your host, Princeton Oluwale Martin Jr., better known as Palm J, who's dedicated to bringing you the most in truth. Please sit back or forward and get ready for the truth train ride. I want to give thanks for joining us tonight. We have a very special guest in the house. As usual, we have our Crypto Rick, who will be joining us later. And we have two other awesome guests that I'm going to introduce to you guys. I know you can be anywhere right now in the world, but you chose to be here. So we greatly appreciate you stopping by to listen to us. If you are not a truth seeker, if you are a lover of lies, this podcast will not serve you any purpose. However, the information revealed may cause cognitive dissonance. If you are the lover of truth, please proceed, and it shall set you, set you free. All right. So what I'm going to do, I am going to bring in one of my guests, and I'm going to start with, because we have a couple of awesome guests tonight, but I'm going to start with Mike, our awesome guest. I'm going to introduce our friend who's actually calling in from Ohio. We're going to get specifically your part of Ohio. He's calling Adam. But I'm going to go ahead and give you a brief background on Mr. Michael Washington Sr. All right. First of all, Mike is a great friend of mine. We've been on each other for years. I know it's over 10 years. So this is not just the average individual. Mike and I, we actually worked together in the past in the fitness industry. So Mike is involved with the fitness industry. He actually is the owner and co-founder at OhioFamilyFitness.com. And also he's a coach and a mentor at MikeTrades4x.com. So if you are familiar with any of those particular entities, you can always contact Mike, and he can give you more information. Mike is also a father. He's a family man. Like I said, he's a great friend. He's a philanthropist. He's a coach. He's also involved in the crypto world. So he's well knowledgeable, well versed in that area with the financial wellness. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Mr. Mike and let him introduce himself to the audience. So Mike, if you're there, man, you're more than welcome to join in. Welcome. Yeah, Mike, if you are on the air, if you can just introduce yourself and just let the audience know who you are and your background.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for introducing me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me come on the air with you here. Tell you a little bit about, you know, the financial world and, you know, basically give some insight on, you know, maybe some do's and don'ts maybe some just positive energy, because a lot of people these days just need some positivity in their life. You know, a lot of negativity going on. The first thing to do is to channel out the negativity. Once you allow the positivity to come into your mind, you know, then other things will be able to open up, like, you know, your wealth and, you know, most importantly, your health. So, you know, your wealth is tied to your health. So without your health, you're not wealthy. So that's the Absolutely. First thing in the financial world is being healthy. You know, you can have as much money as you want, but if you're not able to balance it out and enjoy it, then what good is it, right?
Exactly. You're right about that, man.
And so, you know, a lot of people these days, and I'm guilty of it. You know, I've been guilty of it before, but a lot of people these days just are misguided. And, you know, I've been misguided before, and I've, you know, had to pick myself up. But, you know, there's different ways to make money these days. You know, I know that everybody has a million and one ways. But I've tried everything just about, from network marketing, you know, to real estate, you know, to trading, day trading, the forex markets. You know, I'm new at the cryptocurrency, but you know, I've got a strong strategy that you know, very few actually know about. But if you're making money in cryptocurrency, and I give you some insight on my strategy, you can probably relate.
Okay.
But you know, some different things I've got involved with as far as just making money. If you got a pen and paper handy, I'll just, you know, go ahead and rock right into it. You know, everybody wants to make money, so you know, the world needs to know about some different, you know, investment opportunities that could potentially help them out that I've, you know, other people have introduced me to. So this isn't, you know, something that I've built or I've, you know, put together, but this is something that I've become a part of, and I like to introduce it. So if anybody's looking to invest in any type of stock these days, I know of a stock that's gaining ground, and you don't have to invest. You can invest as little as $200 as a buy-in, and it's called... It's called MarijuanaStock.org. MarijuanaStock.org. I've already told a few millionaires that are unaware of this particular investment. But if you ever want to dive into it, you know, there's more details. I'm, you know, learning more about it myself, and you know, I became an investor. And you know, if you check it out and it's for you, you know, have at it. So I'm here to help
awesome.
People grow and add to the portfolio. So
okay, yeah, no, definitely, Mike. That's gonna be something that I know for a fact I'm gonna be following up with, because I know the market right now is already been booming, but it's going to different directions where even politicians now are investing in it. I mean, you even have the Well, who was the guy who was the Speaker of the House? It was when Obama was in office. Anyone remember his name?
You said when Obama was in office?
Who was the Speaker of the House?
Huh?
Republican? Yeah, the guy who was the Speaker of the House. I forgot. His name's John Boehner.
Boehner.
Yeah, even Boehner, man, is invested in cannabis industry right now. So if you're listening, I'm serious, man. It's a real talk, man. It's a market that we all, if you're sleeping on it, you better wake up. But once those politicians start stinking their teeth in, you know, and they're putting their feet on their mark, marking their territory, it's going to be hard to get in. So get in while you can, man, before it gets out of reach. Yeah.
So, no doubt. You know, a lot of people are thirsty for new investment opportunities, and you know, like I said, that's just one of them that I know is up and coming. So if anybody, you know, looking for something that's, you know, they can buy in, you know, something small to try to make an investment, that's one way.
No, definitely, man. We're definitely gonna come back around to that and talk more in depth with that. as we go on through the show. So I just want the audience to get an idea, a little background on who you are and your journey up to this point. You know, and Mike, where are you calling from, by the way? And real quickly, I just want to let people know, like I said, I've been knowing Mr. Michael Washington Sr. for a long time, so I had that privilege to call him Mike because that's how I know him as. And actually, formerly known as Money Mike, that's how I used to call him back in the day. Because, you know, Mike was always about making that money and investing, and I used to love that. That's why we stayed in touch, because I had that same mentality, and I'm like, I'm glad I met someone who had the same mind. So when you hear me calling him Mike, I mean, I'm just, that's because I know him like that, but he's Mr. Michael Washington Sr. So, we're going to be getting more into that down the road. I just want to get the audience the opportunity to be introduced to the other guests. And I think we just got one of our veteran individuals on the line with us. So if you don't mind, Mr. Crypto, Rick, if you are on, if you can just say hi and just introduce, just in a brief introduction, they already know who you are, the audience, they've been listening to you now for a while. This is not our first time around. So just to say hi and just a brief greeting to the audience, and we're going to get to our next guest.
Yeah, definitely. Greetings, fellas. Man, I'm honored to be on the call with you guys tonight. It's Ricardo Hamilton, a.k.a. Crypto Rick, calling out of Silver Spring, Maryland, specializing in gold acquisition and cryptocurrency enthusiasts. I'm always excited to bring this information to our people because I believe that we have been miseducated. And a lot of things that we need to know, we weren't taught. And that's including how to build wealth and create generational wealth for ourselves. And so I'm excited about the discussion tonight, and I look forward to adding some value to the conversation.
Awesome, great. All right, so now we're going to move into our other guest, who actually is with us, and I'm going to briefly introduce him, and then he's going to get on and, you know, give everyone a little background on who he is, and we're going to talk more in depth of this money wellness, financial wellness journey that we're going to be on tonight. First of all, our next guest, his name is Mr. Peter Bryant. Mr. Peter is calling out of Florida. I believe it's Sarasota, Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And he comes from the background of basically title market executive for consumer and small business banking at Bank of America. So we have a serious individual on this line that have knowledge within the banking industry who can speak to the banking questions or any information you may be curious to know, such as, you know, if you trying to come in the bank to get a loan or to open a business or to get a house or whatever, this individual will be able to break down all the interesting information that you will need to know in order to go forward in that area. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to welcome Mr. Peter Bryant. Peter, you're welcome, man. If you can just say hello to the audience and just give us a brief background on who you are.
Thanks, Palm J. Absolutely glad to be here. Definitely an honor to be part of this podcast, and definitely has a couple of individuals on the line, a subject matter expert in their own individual field. So I'm learning tonight as well about cryptocurrency and all of that. For me, I have a background in banking. I've been in banking since 2006. Been really helping a lot of folks who want to continue growing their money. When it comes to wealth, education is very, very important because a lot of people tend to generate a lot of money and also lose a lot of money. Some are takers, some are very conservative. and some are very liberal with their funds. When you think about money management 101, I wish I had an opportunity when I was in high school to really learn about the foundation of banking, because it's very, very important to understand the core principles of banking, because it helps you later on in your 20s, 30s, and so on. So for me, I have received a lot of knowledge through my experience at Bank of America. I successfully have moved down the corporate ladder with the company. I'm in a great position to really help individuals, small business owners, as well as communities to really advance and educate their citizens within the area. Very, very passionate about what I do every day. Currently, right now, one of our slogans that we have, Bank of America, we ask a lot of our clients, what do you want the power to do? And when you think about that question, what do you want the power to do? Do you want to improve your financial life? Do you want the power to improve your community that you live in? To educate your
This is Tom J. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what just happened. I just got cut off. If I just interrupted you, I'm sorry, but I'm just getting back on. So I apologize about that. So, Pete, when I was off, I think it was off. It stopped recording. So if you don't mind, you might have to start from the top, because I'm the host. So when I got cut off, it stopped recording. And I got cut off for like at least a minute back. So if you don't mind, we're going to just do a new introduction. All right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay.
All right, yeah, go ahead. You can keep going. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
All right, go ahead. Yep, you can go ahead.
Yes, my name is Peter Bryant, market executive for Bank of America. Today, I definitely have the honor to be on this great podcast with a couple of individuals who are a subject matter expert in their own individual field. Definitely I've had a privilege of working for a great company, such as Bank of America, to really help people manage their money have a relationship with the bank. I've been with Bank of America since 2006, and I've learned a lot through my experience at the firm, and really helping a lot of people that have a relationship with the bank, from individuals to small business, as well as the community. The one thing that we do a lot at the bank is really try to help improve our clients' financial lives. And depending on what is important to you financially, we really ask our clients, what do you want the power to do? Do you want the power to understand financial awareness? Do you want to be financially fit? The most important thing when you think about finance is, how can you be fit? We have a lot of individuals in the world that underbank. We have a lot of individuals don't understand how to manage money. We have individuals who make a lot of money, but don't know how to manage it. And we have some individuals who make a lot of money and grow it and increase their wealth over time. It's very, very important that while you have a job, you put things away to really to expand and grow your network. And for me, I got an opportunity to really learn that through my experience at Bank of America, and really interacting with clients, understanding the business, and I'm really going out in the community to really understand how I can help my community advance and improve the citizens' financial lives. For me, a couple of things that I really hone in on when I'm interacting with clients or out in the community, speaking to students, small business owners, large corporations about the relationship they have with Bank of America. When it comes to an individual, you really have to understand that banking 101. Very, very important to understand what is a checking, what is a savings, and also a credit card. These financial instruments can really help you, can put you in a position to be able to buy stocks, just like our first guest shared about a stock option, to really put your money at work. So your money can start working for you to grow and have some form of ownership within a company. Understanding the foundational banking instruments is very, very important because having a great relationship with a bank can give you access to line of credit, give you access to be able to purchase a home, give you access to be able to get a loan to start your own small business. Having a foundational relationship with a bank is critical to your financial success while you are earning earning some form of wage to grow your wealth. Those things are very, very important to have. Because it puts you in a position where you can learn how to save, but also give you the opportunity to be able to help your family members, be able to help out in your community. For me, what I always share with my clients is really focusing on when you do have a relationship, how can you grow that relationship with the bank by understanding what is important to you. When you think about your short-term and long-term goals, credit is very, very important for you to have, and especially good credit. When you borrow from a bank, such as a credit card, and get approved for a credit card, start utilizing a credit card, is very, very important that you understand how to utilize a credit card in a way where you can afford to pay the money that you borrow. It's very, very important when you use a credit card, you don't use more than 30% of a line because you have to.
Okay. Mr. Bryant, I didn't want to interrupt, but you are giving so much great information. I don't want you to give it all right now. I want you to hold that thought, because you're getting into some serious hot water that we all want to know about and would like to hear your response on. So to give the audience a little suspense so they can wait and hang in there, because you will continue. But I have to get on Crypto Rick, because he's going to be leaving very soon. So we're going to continue to finish our time, but Crypto Rick is going to be leaving very soon. So I want him to come on real quick. So Mr. Bryant, Peter, if you excuse me 1 second, all right, you're going to get an opportunity to get back on, and then you're going to just jump in where you were talking about the credit using 30%. I haven't forgotten. So I'm definitely going to have you come on right after, but I would like to get Crypto Rick in here so he can get out of here on time to go to his other obligation with his with the Carabars. All right, so if you don't mind, Peter.
Oh, don't mind. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're going to continue later. Just give me 1 second. So, yeah, Crypto Rick, Mr. Crypto Rick, I know you got to go soon, man. So let's get some updates, if you don't mind. Let's start with number one. What's going on with Starbucks, man? And 100 of other businesses that I'm hearing that are actually accepting cryptocurrency. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, definitely. So the whole thing is that the financial world of payments is changing. And the reason is because, you know, like I started off before, you know, it's about that financial education, and a lot of people haven't been taught about money. And some of the main key factors that I believe people need to know about money is that the U.S. dollar used to be backed by gold. It was that if you took a dollar and you took it to the bank, they would give you physical gold. So the dollar was a certificate for money. So the dollar is really currency. But in 1971, Richard Nixon suspended the convertibility of dollars into gold, which then created the U.S. dollar, a fiat currency. And now there's inflation attached to the dollar because they continue to print the money in the currency, and there's no backing behind it. And so that's why in our economy, we have boom and bust cycles. People find it hard to get ahead because there's no store of value in their currency, right? Their currency continues to lose purchasing power while the prices of goods and services in the economy continue to increase. So a lot of people have not really understood the difference between money and currency. So gold is money. Gold has always been money, always will be money. And the financial world is changing because right now, after 2008, we had a financial crisis, and the financial crisis was never fixed. They just reduced interest rates and printed more money, but no bankers went to jail, no laws were changed. And, you know, the country was in $10 trillion in debt under Obama. Now we're over $22 trillion in debt. And the world no longer wants to tie their economies to the dollar, to the fiat currency. So I'll give you an example. Russia, China, India, Iran, a lot of countries are looking at gold. So they're holding massive amounts of gold, and they're looking at blockchain technology or cryptocurrency. And so what we're seeing is that companies like Starbucks, like Walmart, you know, JP
Morgan.
Yes. It's going to get to a point where every company will accept cryptocurrency as a form of payment for their products and goods and service. It's the evolution of payments. It's the evolution of money. The same way we had, you know, the old school typewriters, right? And then now we have, you know, the computers. It's the evolution when we went from cash and checks to Visa and debit cards to paying online. And cryptocurrency is the future of payments. And it's not going anywhere because of the blockchain technology. Most people who don't understand crypto is because they don't understand blockchain technology. But what I will give some people credit to when they're trying to understand crypto, certain cryptocurrencies like the US dollar are backed by nothing. They have only the perceived value. Now, the dollar does have the full faith and credit, which means the government's ability to tax and borrow, right? But there's no real asset behind it. And so the only cryptocurrency coins that will have a future are asset-backed coins, like KBC, which is our coin that's backed by physical gold. And so we see that a lot of companies like JP Morgan are creating their own cryptocurrency coins, right? Central banks, and everybody's looking at blockchain technology. So this is an area where our people and people in general can actually not only build wealth, but actually preserve their purchasing power when we're talking about gold and gold-backed cryptocurrency. And that's the power of Karatbars International. They're actually leading the way in the blockchain technology. We just released our blockchain laptop, the first ever blockchain, voice of a blockchain protocol laptop to go along with our voice of a blockchain smartphones. So the world is looking for privacy. The world is looking for trust and security. That's what the blockchain affords. And they're also looking for a way to do business, a way to conduct trade and commerce around the globe outside of the dollar, right? And, you know, cryptocurrency and gold are the options that, you know, the new financial paradigm will eventually lead to. And a lot of companies, like you said, Brother Palm J, are accepting cryptocurrencies, and people who transition, or we tell them, transfer your paper money into assets. Transfer your paper money into assets like gold to protect your wealth or protect the money from financial crisis and inflation, and you acquire cryptocurrency, specifically gold-backed cryptocurrency, to build massive wealth. I just did a video on my YouTube channel, Ricardo Hamilton on YouTube, and the title was the CEO, or former CEO of Overstock. He actually sold his shares in Overstock about $90 million. And he put $90 million into gold and cryptocurrency.
Damn.
Yeah. So there are a lot of big players getting into this space. A lot of opportunity for people who position themselves. It's just like in 2000 when we had the internet and .com, and we have the apps, and millionaires and billionaires were created from just transferring some of their paper currency into the right assets. Well, that time is coming again for the average individual, because with Carrot Bars, you can sign up for free and have a free savings account and start to leverage yourself into wealth by holding real physical assets, which is gold, and putting yourself in position to build massive wealth with gold-backed cryptocurrency.
Wow, that is some very awesome, awesome updates. Wow, that's a lot for us to catch up on. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. I was just following up with you. It's very exciting times in the blockchain space.
Okay.
You know, because the right companies that are leading the way, and the people who are positioning themselves with the right companies, they will benefit from a wealth transfer, because wealth is never destroyed. It's merely transferred. Even 2008, people who lost their homes, you know, 401k went down, real estate went down, all paper denominated instruments were adversely affected during the market crash. And we're now coming up on 10 years, the longest expansion period, and the Federal Reserve is now forced to reduce rates because we're coming up on another recession. And so if people do not know how to properly transfer their paper currency into the right asset, they will be adversely affected worse than 2008, because there is no solution for the next market crisis. And that's why governments around the world are starting to de-dollarize and hedge against what's to come. Also on my YouTube channel, I talked about JP Morgan. JP Morgan said the U.S. dollar's global dominance is coming to an end. The U.S. dollar got its world reserve currency status.
JP Morgan said that? Wow.
Yeah, JP Morgan. They said the U.S. dollar's world reserve global dominance. They said that global dominance is coming to an end, right? And so people don't understand the ramifications, especially here in America, what that would have when the U.S. loses that world reserve currency status. Now, nobody knows what the other side of it is going to look like. They might go to the IMF and do some SDRs, right? Or it might go back to gold, or it might go to cryptocurrency. But the reason I'm such an advocate for Carrot Bars International, because whether it goes to gold or whether it goes to cryptocurrency, you're perfectly leveraged with this company, because we have gold and gold-backed cryptocurrency with the banking system.
Wow. Wow.
Man. So it's a lot of things, you know, I try to cover, but, it's, you know, you try to give people the information the best you can, because people don't keep up with this stuff. People don't keep up with interest rates. They don't understand the yield curve. They don't understand what's going on in the bond market. They have no idea about, just how the global economy is so interconnected, and the markets work in cycles. So we will come up on another crisis. It's already here. A lot of people don't realize it. And so even though we cannot control, the Federal Reserve's policy, or we can't control Trump's tweets, right? Or we can't control, anything outside, we can control our economy in home. What are we doing with those dollars that we have that are continually losing value? How do we preserve the purchasing power of those dollars? And how do we put them somewhere where they're protected from market crashes? Because you can put them in stocks, but when there's a market crashes, that's your wealth. You know, my uncle, he lost half of his 401k. right, during 2008 crash. So there are a lot of people who are going to suffer during this next financial crash if they don't know how to transfer their dollars into the right assets that will protect them from financial crisis and inflation, like gold and gold-backed cryptocurrency.
So crypto Rake, this is Peter. Great information that you just shared. I have a question here for you. I think when it comes to the blockchain technology, a lot of companies, including Bank of America, have bought a lot of patents around the blockchain. A lot.
Yeah.
So this is an evolution. One of the things that folks have asked about and are concerned about the blockchain is the regulation, and because the government really haven't gotten involved in the blockchain, what do you say to folks who do have concerns around how is this going to be regulated? Because the regulation has not been, it's really, a lot of people haven't focused on the regulatory compliance around the blockchain.
Right. You know, there's a lot of, anytime you have a new space, there's going to be a lot of information, misinformation, disinformation, a lot of fear mongering, trying to keep people away from certain opportunities to build wealth. Even, you know, I'll go back to JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon, and a lot of people on Wall Street, you know, they said, oh, Bitcoin's a fraud, blockchain, you know, don't pay no mind to it. Oh, it's a scam, it's a bubble, you know, and then now, long and behold, we find out that they're spending millions of dollars researching blockchain. They were, you know, and they come out and they have their own coin, right? But I mean, in the regulatory aspects of things, you know, the world is waiting to see how the government is going to respond. But the Congress has passed favorable laws acknowledging blockchain and cryptocurrency. I'm an advocate for some regulation, right? I believe that the only way that cryptocurrency and even blockchain, you know, use is going to be mainstream is that there has to be some type of regulation. What that regulation and policy looks like, I don't know, right? But I am a firm believer in what the blockchain affords us, though, as giving us our liberty and trust back in the system. Because one of my problems is, say, like the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, you cannot audit the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve does not answer to the government, right? They make it seem like they do, but they're a private, you know, banking cartel, you know, that prints the government's money at interest. And, you know, but you can't audit their books. So they're doing currency swaps with the countries. They're printing money out of nowhere. You don't know what's going on. And all of this affects, you know, obviously the people who are relying on that currency to have value. But with the blockchain, it's open source. No one person controls it. You know, you can see what's going on. It's hack proof, right? It's fraud proof. It's a decentralized global system, you know? And so that's why, you know, the blockchain is like internet 2.0. It's going to transform this world. Right. But as far as regulation, we're still waiting to see. Like I said, I'm an advocate for some regulation, but I would say don't let the potential of regulation stop you from enjoying the gains and appreciation that this market has to give. Because if you go on CoinMarketCap right now, I mean, there are coins that are appreciating, you know, 20%, 10%. I mean, come on, in a day, in a week, 100%. Personally speaking, my own investment in cryptocurrency, you know, my coin investment in KBC has appreciated over 1,000% in a year's time, right? Where do you go to get those kind of returns? A lot of people are going into crypto because of massive amounts of returns that you can make. And some of us are, like the brother spoke earlier, he said he's a day trader. Well, in this market, you know, in crypto, if you really know what you're doing and know how to read them charts, awesome, amazing gains to be made. I think it's less volatility, and you're also, you know, a little more private, you know. The world is waiting to see, though, on the regulatory. I wouldn't let that stop you from entering into cryptocurrency, but there'll be no regulatory issues on the blockchain, but more so on cryptos, I think, what they're referring to.
Hmm. Absolutely. Thanks for that, because as you can see, I believe a couple of months ago, Facebook also announced their cryptocurrency that stock shot up. So when you think about a social network and such as Facebook that have pretty much billions of people that is on Facebook, to be able to have a currency online, to be able to buy. So it is an evolution, absolutely. I think it is here, is the reality. A lot of folks on Wall Street knows that. And a lot of governments know that. So I'm trying to figure out. But my next question to you around this, in regards to the regulatory aspect, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. But what do you say for? I'm from West Africa, Liberia. And you see a lot that is happening in Africa, and a lot of investment to redevelop the country. But also, you have some folks who, some countries who are getting into the currency, into blockchain from West Africa and parts and all over Africa. But when you think about the opportunity, what would you say to folks who are from that side of the world? What's some tips that you can offer them to be able to get in? Whereas even at times some struggle with some folks who are in a dictator state.
What I can speak on, you know, from my own knowledge of what Karabaj is doing and blockchain and where the world is moving as far as payments. So our company, Karabaj, we actually have a bank in Miami, cryptocurrency bank in Miami. We own gold mines. One gold mine is in Guinea, 700 tons. Another gold mine is in Papua New Guinea, worth $1.1 billion. We just acquired another gold mine in Brazil, which we're going to have another bank that we're going to set up there in Brazil. But the way that our financial gold, blockchain, cryptocurrency, a banking system, so to speak, works is that, you know, governments would be able to create their own cryptocurrency coin using our dynamic blockchain protocol. And, you know, they would put up, say, a plot of land with their gold, and they would have a specific coin backed by gold to guarantee the value of that coin. And then the governments can issue that coin out to their citizens, and also have certain coins that they use for government services. So, you know, in other countries, you know, if they have access to the internet, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, they would definitely want to position themselves, you know, with Karabaj, because actually Karabaj is in Liberia. We're in 144 countries worldwide, and I'm pretty sure Liberia is one of them. And, you know, we allow people to acquire cryptocurrency through our company, gold-backed cryptocurrency and saving gold. We're actually FedEx's largest shipping partner. So we deliver gold all over the world. And, you know, we put people in position to build wealth with cryptocurrency. And, you know, everything's going to start in Africa. Africa is the new America. You know, a lot of people don't realize it yet, but, you know, in the coming years and so forth, the technology and the investment that's going to go into Africa, that's really where a lot of wealth and opportunity is going to be created. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, we're doing with blockchain. You know, of course, it might be harder for some people in different countries to take advantage. But I know that this area is growing rapidly. And so there's a lot of opportunity, and if there isn't as much, it will grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's my, yeah, go ahead. Who is that? Yeah, someone, you can go through who was saying something.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was concluding, you know, trying to answer that the best I can, because I'm not, you know, it comes down to the government, you know, it comes down to, you know, a lot of different things, especially in those countries. But I do know that, you know, we just came back from a convention in South Africa. We actually had Dr. Obama, which is Obama's sister. She was at our event. We raised about $100,000 or so plus for her and her organization and what she's doing in Africa. And so our company is really leading in Africa. That's why we have our blockchain smartphones, which is going to be a satellite phone as well. We're actually going to use that phone to help, you know, Africa connect to the internet and to the world, and you know, through that device, along with our blockchain laptop. But the whole thing is with our payment system, with our cryptocurrency payment system in gold. I mean, we have ATMs, we have our own cryptocurrency exchange. We actually trade gold on that exchange as well. You know, we have everything, our own merchant services. So right now, any business, online or offline, we can set you up to take Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a form of payment. And we can set you up to do that for free, right? Mm-hmm. And without the volatility, because through our merchant services system, if a business owner decides to take the cryptocurrency as a form of payment, they will have the ability to transfer the value of that cryptocurrency into fiat currency or dollars or whatever local currency they have at the press of a button, right? And so we offer that to, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when you're talking about mass adoption and connecting the world, the blockchain cryptocurrency world to the real world, you know, we're leading the way with that merchant services system, because a lot of people are walking around with cryptos, but they're not able to spend it. You know, they're not able to use it in the real economy. And so, you know, what we do as Karabars and Karabars affiliates, you know, we set businesses up for free for a part of the merchant services to take cryptocurrency for their product or service. And we eliminate the volatility because we are guaranteed to them that they can transfer the value of their crypto into dollars immediately into their bank account, which is a great advantage for business owners, because some people might know merchant services fees usually run around 6 to 12%. Well, because of blockchain and paying in crypto, I mean, those fees are cut to like 2%, if not less, which brings more profit to the business owner, right? And allows him to bring more visibility to his business, and, you know, help him leverage being able to take multiple forms of payment for his products or services. So it's really dynamic. It's really dynamic. The world is moving very fast. There's a lot of opportunity for people who are becoming aware of it. You know, your listeners are just getting aware of this information, and a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people don't know, but, you know, those who do know and those who position themselves, you know, they're the ones who are going to be income millionaires, asset millionaires, you know, benefiting from residual and passive income from this system.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, speaking about that residual, have you made a video yet, Rick, regarding how to do the reoccurrence on, like, if you want to save in cryptocurrency, I mean, in Karabars, in gold? Have you done that video yet, or are you still working on it?
We actually have videos on that. Yeah, in Karabars, you have the ability to set up something like autosave, so it's similar to Amazon. What was that?
Go ahead and see that video.
When you log into the Karabars back office, they'll show you how to set up autosave. You know, obviously you can get, you know, contact with me as well, but when you log into Karabars, which for your listeners who might be asking, it's free to join Karabars, and they give you a free savings account. The difference with this savings account is that the savings account is in gold. So anytime you transfer money into this savings account, you're actually saving in physical gold. And the company will deliver the gold to you, or they'll store the gold for you for free, up to 100 grams. One of the reasons you want to save in gold, gold this year is up 19%, you know, which is, you know, better than any savings account. Savings account gives you less than 2%. It's really tough in this economy for savers. The people who are getting hurt the most are the middle class and the savers, right? You know, with the way the economy is. And so you know, I tell everybody, transfer some of your money into gold. You know, gold will continue to appreciate, especially during these economic conditions. And with Karabars, you have the ability to set up on auto save. And the smallest increment of gold that you can get with us is about $5. We have a tenth of a gram of gold. I always recommend people save about a gram of gold a month on auto save from their checking account to their gold savings account. But the videos to set that up is in the back office.
It's on there. Okay, awesome. Perfect. Appreciate that, Chris Direct. I know the time has come where you have to, you know, head on out for your other obligation. You know, we really appreciate your time. We appreciate you stopping through and dropping that update on us with our financial Wellness Fridays. So if you have any final comment or last minute words to say, you can go ahead and share that before you leave.
You know, once again, it's Ricardo Hamilton, Crypto Rick, calling out Silver Spring, Maryland. You can follow me on YouTube under R. Hamilton. Ricardo Hamilton. I'm also on Facebook as well under Ricardo Hamilton. And I'm a gold acquisition specialist and cryptocurrency enthusiast. And we help people save in gold and acquire massively undervalued cryptocurrency assets like gold-backed crypto. So if anybody out there is listening who might want to save in physical gold, you can save in physical gold with Karabars with a free savings account. And you can reach out to me or you can reach out to Palm J, and we will send you the information that you need to get started, either saving in money or also making money with Karabars. Because one other note, Karabars is an e-commerce company that just has a referral program. An e-commerce company that has a referral program that's very lucrative, that puts people in position to create a residual and passive income for themselves, you know, dealing with gold and cryptocurrency and blockchain.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's awesome, man. I appreciate the information, Mr. Rick. Really, really do. It's been great, man. You have a blessed night, and we'll definitely do this again very soon.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Good speaking with you, gentlemen. Please do reach out. That conversation was great. I look forward to doing this again with you, Brother Palm J, and talk to you guys later on.
All right, man.
All right.
Wow. Awesome. Well, Rick, Crypto Rick has left us, so we're going to continue with our other two special guests. So we haven't heard anything from Mike lately. Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, awesome. Yeah, man, you know, based on what we just talked about, is there anything you'd like to add to that in regards to the current cryptocurrency or just anything in general that spoke to you?
I've got some different things to add. I mean, you know, people, there's different type of people in the world, and, you know, I'm one of those people that like to get right to the point on trying to help people make money, like, right away. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I try to not to rope-a-dope. I try to go for a knockout, but some people aren't ready for that. But ultimately, when you're trading, if you know, for myself, you know, what I found is I've tried, you know, different ways to make money, and you know, I've learned the hard way, which is losing, failure. You know, you got to fail your way to the top, is what they say.
Yeah.
So I look at it more as myself investing in some type of education that's, you know, eventually going to pay off, right? Because you got to invest in education if you want, you know, to be educated. So with the cryptocurrency, what I found is, you know, being able to find a legitimate AI, artificial intelligent robot, to do the trading for you. So a lot of times people don't have access to that information, or they do or they don't, or they don't want to share it, yada yada, whatever it is. You can try to watch the market, you can try to be emotionally tied, but to me, I'm trying to help people become liberated. I'm trying to help keep people come free. This information that we're giving is helping people become liberated and free. That's why I love the podcast. But at the end of the day, we got to show people how to actually take those steps in order to make the money that they're looking to make. And so, with the cryptocurrency, in my opinion, from my past experience and current experience, having a robot do the work for you, you'll win more times than not. And so I know of good robots, you know, I've got computer programmers that know how to set them up. So, you know, you can learn all the intricacies and all the rates and bonds and, you know, what's going up and what's going down. But, you know, ultimately, we want to make money. And then as you're making money, you want to learn about how to invest that money, right? Yeah. And so the more opportunities that you create for yourself, the more wiser you become with all the technical stuff that you know, the callers on air have been able to give out. But, you know, there's multiple ways to skin a cat. You know, I'm also versed in Forex, in the foreign exchange market, and I also provide the robot. I also have the software. I know I program, I develop. Okay. If I can't do it, I know who does. The guy who called her earlier was very knowledgeable, and that brother is, both of the guys online are unbelievable. The cryptocurrency guy, he was talking about the gold, so that's all legit. Also have a gold trading Forex robot, okay? So, you know, I'm aware of the different ways to make money in the business, in the market, and it's not doing it yourself. So there's only a few unicorns in the world, all right? I'm not one of them, and I'm not afraid to admit it. And so, but what I am a unicorn at is being able to find the resource or resources, the building blocks needed so that I can stand at the top of my mountain. But ultimately, you know, everybody has great insight on how to make money. But, you know, I come right in and just say, hey, this is what you need to do and this is how you need to do it. And so what I like to do is take the guesswork out. I like to try to take the emotional part out of it, because you cannot make money, and from my experience and my past experience and current, if you're too emotionally tied. Okay? And so I know that may be hard to fathom for some people, but I'm all about set it and forget it. And so if you can make money without dealing with humans, that's the ultimate way to make money, because then you just want to build a relationship with humans. You don't want to have to make money off of them. I mean, because then you're getting into trading time for money, and now you're waiting on another human to make a decision or a call that you probably already made to yourself, right? And so, you know, there's different ways of getting things done. You know, I also told you at the beginning of the call before we start recording, I also I bet on games. I'm not afraid to admit it on air. You know,
this is true for your campaign. You heard it right here.
Yeah. So I was telling you earlier, you know, ways to make money, like right away. Like, what's a way to make money like tomorrow? and one way of doing that is knowing how to bet, knowing how to wager and invest into the games, NCAA games, NFL games, whatever it is. But for me, I'm looking for opportunities where I can actually come up in a fast way. So there's slow come ups and there's fast come ups, right? And so this come up is a fast come up, but it's also a slow grind. And so the better you get at it, obviously it can become a faster come up. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just another you know, way of making money. So the more ways you got to make money, then you know next thing you know, your portfolio is extensive. And when you have an extensive portfolio, now you're talking about passive income, okay? And now you're talking about residual income, because, you know, it's going to continuously come in. But you can wager, you know, $5, $10, you know, like a bet that I just did. You know, I go after $50,000 every weekend, so I'm between 10 and 50K, okay?
What you're saying, Mike, it seems, I mean, it's real, it's reasonable. I didn't even know you can bet with $10. I honestly have no idea. So when it comes to betting, you can't be putting that stuff down. You got to put some big money down. But it sounds like that can be feasible if you're betting in a certain way. If you're doing it smart and very precise, that I'm sure that can yield some money.
Yes, it can. And at the end of the day, you have to study like anything else. Yeah. It's not anything you can just, you know, put money in and get money right back out. You do need a little mentorship, and you do need a little bit of expertise on your own. You do need some people call it luck, some people call it skill, whatever it is, you need that. But let's say you put down $10, okay? And I'm talking because I've been at the bottom financially, and I've been in the middle financially. So I know what it's like to make money, and I know what it's like not to make money. And so I found different ways to be able to make money with basically having nothing to start with. So if somebody says, hey, I don't have money to invest, or, you know, I just don't have it, or whatever it is, that's not true. So I can show you how you actually have it, regardless of how broke you are. So, you know, I'll wager $10. I'll pick 12 picks. I'm going after $20,000 this weekend. Okay, that's just one pick. Now, I've made $26,000, $30,000. I've made $40,000, $50,000 my first year. I lost a lot of it and ended up with a net of $26,000, right? Mm. So my second and third year, you know, I lost. I took a loss, but I'm back on my fourth year with the new plan. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that gamble or know how to bet that don't know about how to do this. And so I have to sit down with them and show them, because these people were introducing me to this. So now
yeah,
I'm interested.
So it sounds like there's a science to this. It sounds like there's a science to this, man.
Right, right, right. So, you know, if you take $5 and you bet, you know, you bet six teams, $5, you know, you possibly 10 grand, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no other way you can make that money right away at a fingertips and at a moment's notice, basically.
Yeah.
So those are just some powerful ways that you can come up. If anybody wants to know more about, you know, how to get set up, and you know, it's all about overcoming the fear
hey,
factor,
man. I'm with you on that, Mike. I've never even considered even entertaining that idea. I've always looked at gambling in such a terrible way, and that's just based on my, you know, my programming, you know, when I was younger. So, and it always fear was one of the premise of that whole distortion of looking at that. So I'm a little bit wiser, a little older, a little bit more experienced, and now I learned a lot. So I now have this free will to want to learn everything that I've ever despised or looked at in such a way because of my upbringing through the programming. Now I look at it freely from my point of view. And hearing what you have to say with that, I am curious. I'm, you know, open to want to learn about what you're talking about, because that's a whole brand new way of even thinking for me. And I'm definitely going to get with you on that. And one of the biggest things is that we have a problem with our people in general is the fear. The fear has been immobilizing so many people throughout the country, throughout the world. It's not funny. I mean, to the point where people don't even know. They're basically, it's like paralysis. They can't do anything based off of fear. But you know what? One thing I learned about fear, if you fear, it's going to own you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It will own you, and it will will be broken down. All right, you'll have a serious problem. So if you are fearful, whatever it is, it's not even just this, but anything in your life, I'm saying that now, you need to learn how to get over that fear, because without getting over any type of fear, you're practically a slave to that fear. So if it's betting, if it's whatever you were told not to do at one point in your life because you were just told not to do it, you as an adult should be well within your rights to make that decision on your own. Now, if you had experience and you learned, that's great. But if you never done whatever they say don't do, and you as an adult know that something burning inside of you that you want to try, you want to just find out, go ahead and break it and see what happens. Ain't nothing going to happen. You're not going to, you know, what they say, all those little you step over a crack, or you break your mother back, and all this craziness they used to say. You know, you see a black cat, you bet.
Yeah.
All this crazy, ridiculous things people say, and people still are saying by it.
Hey, JR. Hey, Palm J. Man, definitely great dialogue, man. I do have to jump off here, but definitely will rejoin again.
Okay, cool, man. So, thanks for coming home.
Yeah, Peter. Yeah, you gotta go, man. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you weighing in, and we definitely can have a part two and get you in, and so you can like expound on the whole credit, and then you can have a special session just for building credit. Because I know you have
cool,
a family,
man.
And yeah, if you gotta get going, we definitely hear that, man. So we won't keep you, bro. So we'll get with you another time when we can have another discussion for part two.
Cool, man. Take care.
Yeah, just a continuation. All right, man. Have a good night. All right. Yeah. So Mike, just going back to what we're talking about, man, that fear thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fear has been one of the leading cause of a lot of people not enjoying life. And
mm-hmm.
You know, so if we're going to go on that tonight, I want you to go in on that fear, and how have overcoming fear for you made your life, you know, a little bit more, you know, beautiful and awesome to live. If you can expand on that, because
mm-hmm.
that's part of making money. Because if you're fearful, you can't make no money. Then you'll be fear to even make the money.
No doubt.
Fearful of what
you know.
People may think. Fearful of whatever, someone coming after you for money, whatever it is. Fearful of everything.
Yeah, false evidence appearing real. That's fear, right? So, you know, I've been there. You know, I still go through it to this day with different things that it's not fear for myself. I don't think fear is the word for me. It's more of a more calculated risk. The older you get, the wiser you become. And so, you know, I grew up wanting to be the hare, you know, the rabbit.
Yeah.
So now I've learned how to just be the turtle or the tortoise, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not about winning a race. It's not about competition. It's not about us versus them. It's basically a battle within yourself. So people got to get back to, and myself included, so when I speak, I'm speaking from a hypocritical standpoint, but at the same time, I'm admitting to some of the things that I've got to work on as well. So I want everybody to know that I'm just not talking from this standpoint of me being on a higher plateau, you know, 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, ultimately, we got to get back to meditation. We got to get back to taking control of our body. What I mean by that is controlling the vibration, and breathing is the technique to do it. Is one of them.
Deep breathing. Yeah.
So once we get comfortable with who we are and what we are, and we got to give some type of satisfaction. We gotta high five ourselves on the progress that we've made, even though we haven't, you know, conquered the world yet, right?
Yeah.
So that's all a part of overcoming the fear. It's just maybe some affirmations. Maybe get around some people that's just talking positive things. So eventually it's going to click for you. That light will turn on, because a lot of people, they walk around in the dark thinking that they, you know, they can really see through these tunnels, but they can't because they don't have the right lighting.
Yeah.
And so... that's why we build like we're doing right now. That's why I appreciate you, you know, having me on and hearing your point of view on some things. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, being out in the workforce, you know, I was working at a job for 7.5 years. I've been in sales and marketing for 25 years plus. You know, I've made over 5,000 sales in my life. You know, I really, really believe it's higher than that, but that's here nor there. The point is that I know how to deal with people. And I know how to build relationships, and I know how to make money. And so I was working with this company about seven and a half years. And 120 days ago, we found out, you know, that the owners were fighting over the money. That you know, they were splitting up, and lawyers froze the assets, so we weren't getting a paycheck. So I was back out here in the workforce. Uh-huh. And being back out in the workforce, there's some fear, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are, right? Yeah. And so I'm one of the strongest dudes walking through the jungle. I'm one of the strongest lions in the jungle, all right? Now, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I'm not afraid to admit some fear crept in, but it wasn't a fear for me. It wasn't a shiver type of fear. It was more or less of narrowing down what I want to do type of fear of, okay, will this work? Okay, will this work? Will this work right away, or will this work later on? That's the type of fear that I had. It wasn't a fear of actually doing something. It was a fear of actually knowing what to actually do, right?
Yes.
And so I've been able to overcome that slowly but surely, because I haven't been in this situation for years. I had to reprogram myself. I had to, you know, get back to what we were just talking about as far as meditation and getting back to the essence. A lot of times we give that power away. And so I like to keep the power within myself, so that I can grow. And right now I'm in a period of growth. But I've been able to bounce back. I've been able to find, you know, consistent income. You know, being in, you know, out of a job, you have to, you know, go into your savings. You got to liquidate. I'm sure people have been there. I'm no different. You know, so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It matters how well you invest. So if we're talking about making money, in my opinion, I would like to take the human element out of it, because I've been involved in so many sales transactions, whether it be through real estate, whether it be through health and fitness, whether it be through the streets. You know, we have to teach our people how to really become liberated. And so if we're able to really become liberated, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, then we can really be on a higher level of consciousness when it comes to each one teach one, right? Mm-hmm. So more people will be willing to teach and help and give more if they were in a different place, you know, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do, what I like to bring to this conversation or to the podcast, is actually ways of making money, like right now.
Yeah.
Okay. These other brothers got their stuff down, and a lot of it take time to get set up, and a lot of it take time to make money, and there's a lot of intricacies involved, and I get that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of times where the money is at, it's going to be some sophistication in the way. You have to raise your level of consciousness to get to the bread. I get that. At the end of the day, I want to say, hey, you need to make money tomorrow. I got an opportunity for you right away. Help right away, but you do have to have something to invest. There's no way you can make money today without investing something, right? Mm-hmm. So if I extend my hand out for your handshake, you got to give me one back.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if people want to make money, they have to be, like you said earlier, overcome that fear. Once they overcome that fear, then they're open to different ways of making money. Now, you don't have to like this way, but to me, the way to make money and the way to make the most money abundantly, mm-hmm. okay, is to not be attached to it emotionally.
Mm.
And so that's why I was telling you earlier about it's important to have robots and, you know, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I know with you and your business, you know, one thing that we both got in common is our health and fitness.
Yeah.
So that's abundant wealth. So that's the real wealth that we both know about. And so what I'd like to ask you just personally, you know, You know, I know you were getting into some meal planning. I know you were getting into some different things to help people because, you know, you can't talk about wealth without health. So, you know, I'd like for you to, you know, dive in a little bit, explain to me a little bit about what you got going on as far as your workout videos. You still got those going on? Or, and, you know, tell me a little bit about your meal planning.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that actually will address a lot of the financial, you know, wellness approach, you know, when it comes to fitness, when it comes to wellness. Those words can be interchangeable with anything you do in life. You got to be fit in physical as well as spiritual, mental, financial, you know, and you got to be well within the same aspect. So when it comes to my business, one of the business I have running, which is called Reasons for Vegan, Reasons with S, number 4, vegan.com. It's basically a business that allows individuals who are in need or they are just, you know, searching for plant-based options and can't get it or it's difficult to get it from a natural perspective or a very clean perspective. And I provide that option for them via the website. So I do catering. I've catered many events. I've catered birthday parties. I catered, you know, little get-togethers, what have you. I cater the food. I also do meal planning as a fitness professional as well. I will get clients that I get if they're looking to eat a certain way but aren't sure how to eat or what to eat or the kind of nutritional values they should be looking for. I am also consulting within that framework, and I provide them with not only recipes, meals, but I actually prepare the meals for them. And they can order it online. It can be delivered to them, or they can have the option to pick up the food. Whether it be whether it be for them to meal prep, or whether it just be for catering. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm new in the market because this whole vegan business is growing. It's coming. And it's flourishing throughout Columbus, and I'm at the what you call the starter phase, you know, a startup. So I'm still new in the business, but in order for me to take it to the next level, I have to basically do a whole lot more, which is to get more backing financially to launch advertising campaign, to launch you know, all the different proponents that I would need to actually make the business thrive. I got to take it to that level, but I'm working on those in general. But individually right now, I'm the person behind the scene working, cooking, delivering, and doing all that. So that's what I'm doing right now, to actually bring in additional income to make sure I can buy extra gas for my family. I can buy extra diapers for my babies. You know, I can buy extra food, whatever it is, that's that extra little passive income that I have on my belt to use as a means of just always making sure I have some kind of cash flow. But the goal is to get it to run at a high level where people are ordering like nonstop. I'm at a commercial kitchen, you know, I'm even eventually having a food truck, and eventually hopefully a brick and mortar. But right now, just the food truck is our short-term goal, and the long-term goal is to break the mortar. But let's just get the people to know about there's quality plant-based assortment of some delicious tasting vegan food that not a lot of people aren't aware of that exists.
Oh no, that's cool, man. I like that. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's great. That's great insight for, you know, the people that's listening. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't have your health, you'll never get to the wealth.
Definitely. Definitely. Like, and you know what? That is ultimately that's it. Because let me tell you this, you can be working out all you want, you can be in that gym, you can be doing all that weight, but if you're not sure specifically what your goal, what your nutritional goal are, and you try to work out all you want and you never get your results, is because your nutritional aspect or approach is lacking. And until you consult with someone who is advanced in that area of nutrition, or just advanced in the lifestyle of eating right and eating the right foods, because that whole thing is a chemistry, the whole thing is a science. If you don't know what to eat, how to eat, and the right foods to eat, you're not going to get the results you want. So you can work out all you want, but if you're not eating right, if you're not, you don't have the nutritional game tight, you are not going to get your results. So you have to consult with someone who knows and aware about that line of work.
No, you're right. That's good stuff, man. You know, I appreciate it. You know, at the end of the day, we're all trying to build and grow and get better. So, you know, anytime we can give positive information, that's you know, the tree is growing.
Definitely, man. And, you know, speaking of time, we are rolling into our final minutes of the podcast. So before we actually log off, I want to make sure, you know, if you have any final comment, last-minute nuggets to drop on our audience and our listening, you know, audience throughout the world, if you will, you can leave them information where they can find you, or you can always leave information with me where I can tag in on the episode so they know exactly where to find you. I can do that as well. But if you have any final, you know, lasting words, please, this is your opportunity to let them know.
Yeah, so if anybody's looking for a life coach, anybody just needs somebody to, you know, maybe lend an ear, maybe give it a second, third, or fourth, or fifth opinion, you know, I could be that liaison. Anybody older, maybe baby boomer, that's looking to get into the trading platform, is looking at day trade, night trade, 24/7 trade. You know, I'd love for you to get a hold of me at miketrades4x.com. That's miketrades4x.com. You know, you can shoot me an email. Anybody, you know, listening can shoot me an email. Miketrades, the number 4, the letter X at gmail.com. You know, the one thing that I want to say right now that's powerful, that's more powerful than anything that we've said financially, is automation. Mm-hmm. And so anytime you can set a business up automated, you know, just look at some of the most powerful billionaires and trillionaires in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the business, just look at the company some people work for. Do the bosses go in? Do they show up and clock in? No. Their business are pretty much automated. Now, what I mean by this is, from where we're at, a standpoint where we're not going to necessarily grow a company, you know, from 0 to 100. What we're going to do is, you know, set up a business that's tied to the market, to the financial market, and we have the right software that's able to automate and generate income. Without having to put in the guesswork, because a lot of times the human is just not capable. That's the reason why less than 3% walk around with the wealth. It's because we've been educated the opposite direction of where the wealth is located. So everybody has a treasure out there, right? So I like to look at it like this. If you have a treasure out there, you need to find it. You need to locate it. But a lot of people think they need to find the money. They need to get to the money. I need to make money. No, just locate your treasure. Your treasure will have everything that you need in it. Now, you have to figure out where that treasure is located. It may be located, you know, different tunnels, right? It may be located in different avenues. But ultimately, you need to be trying to track down your treasure. And I'm not talking about trading time for money. See, I want to be on my boat. I want the RV. You know, that's, so that's, you know, I want the time with my family. I'm a family man, right?
Yeah.
So I want to spend more time to get close to nature, right? Spiritual. And so automation is the best way to do it from my perspective, from my opinion, from my experience. So if anybody has anything else to add that's better than automation, please add that to this conversation. Please let me know. You can email me. You can get at me. You know, I wasn't born into any type of wealth besides my mind, you know, what my mom and my biological created and passed down. And I was able to transcend that, right? And I'm going to continue to ascend. And I'm going where Palm J is going. And we're going to elevate and raise the consciousness, the mind of the ones that's, you know, that's eager. You know, our people, all people, any people, they're desperate to learn. You know, they just got to take that step, right?
Yeah.
They got to check themselves into the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a player coach, you gotta pick. You gotta say, hey, I'm checking in.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Mike, we really appreciate your time. We appreciate all your awesome, great insight with all the knowledge that you have within your means and your background. We really can't thank you enough for making yourself available for the listening audience. So we really appreciate you. Hopefully in the future we can do more collaboration, especially within the financial wellness department, because this kind of information for me is information that I think people can use every day. You know, learning how to make money every day should not be a thing that people will want to skip out on. If they can, someone can say, hey man, I can show you how to make $10 out of 5 cents, I'm sure they'll take that time to listen. You know, I know I can try to make 20 bucks out of 1 cent. You know, they'll sit there and take that time to listen. I can tell you how to make $300 off of $10, I'm sure they'll take their time to listen. So anytime
right.
I get the opportunity to share this wellness, fitness, financial knowledge, I know people would stop to listen, because everyone can use a couple of extra dollars in their wallet or cryptocurrency or carry bar in their
in their
segment. You know what I mean? So,
appreciate
this conversation in general, man. But I'm gonna I'm gonna leave my people with, as usual, know yourself, know your neighbors, and know the truth. Wholeness, balance, and vibration. This is your host, Palm J. Make sure to subscribe to the Truth Reveal campaign on Apple and Spotify podcasts. Until such time, you stay positive, keep the balance, check the negative, and keep your head on the swivel. Make sure that you subscribe with your friends and your family who seek the truth. The day, the evening, the night, and see you soon. Well, Mr. Mike, Money Mike, I appreciate your time, bro, and I'll definitely be in contact with you, man.
Yes, sir. Let's continue to look for ways to have more fun, man.
Definitely, man. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.